Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Maury Davidson, Irving Kale, and Florida, play some momentous records, and fulfill a request. Last week, March 6, marked the birth in 1899 in New York City of composer Maury, M-O-R-R-E-Y, Davidson. He grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, and became a representative for a music publisher and eventually program director and director of publicity at Cleveland radio station WJAY. His compositions include Thrill Me, Guess Who, Baby Mine, Mississippi Holiday, Who Loved You Best, Love Lit Hollow, Though You Threw Me Down, Early in the Morning, No Wonder, When You Come to the End of Your Dreams, Red Nose, If You Ever Learn to Love, Love Me, I Can't Stop Crying, the classic Cobble Rumba, and these.
Salt away some sugar for my sugar and me. I'm gonna start today to save those nickels and dimes. Although I know that dreams and thrills and hugs and kisses are free, we'll need a nest egg when we hear those Mendelssohn chimes. Clank, 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 clank. Gonna cut down on the movies, clothes and cabarets too. Cut down on the lunches, I'll bet before I get through, I'll have a lot of do-re-mi for two and maybe for three. I'm gonna salt away some sugar for my sugar and me. I'll bet before I'll get through, I have lots of do-re-mi for two, maybe for three. Continuing to salt away some sweet effervescence, for sugar and me. You know I'm gonna save it, babes, you know it.
Thank you. bluebird sings contented where a rainbow comes to rest in a valley sweetly scented. There's a peaceful little nest. There the sun shines always brighter, not a cloud you'll ever see. It's a place where hearts grow lighter. That was meant for you and me. Just an ivy-covered shack with a garden in the back, and you, just you, like a rosebud in a bower, love will bloom there every hour. So true, so true. We'll find a world of gladness away from sorrow and sadness. Just an ivy-covered shack with a garden in the back, and you, just you.
Close attention, positive we can't be beat. hugs and love your sweetie in the parlor at night. But if you want your lovin' and you want it done right, just get 'em in a rumble, in a little rumble, get 'em in a rumble scene.
Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks at a little slower tempo than usual, and with Tom Stacks providing a little less raucous vocal than usual, on Get 'Em in a Rumble Seat from February 28, 1928. Get 'Em in a Rumble Seat was written by Jack Marshall, Carl Lample, and Maury Davidson. Before that, it was the golden voice of radio, Frank Munn, and Just an Ivy-Covered Shack, written by Maury Davidson and Carl Rupp. That recording was made on March 22, 1927, and was preceded by Connie Zinn Orchestra and Blue Moments, arranged by Fletcher Henderson, and recorded March 11, 1932. Blue Moments was written by Maury Davidson, Art Berman, Buddy Fields, and George Cole. We began our little tribute to Maury Davidson with Fats Waller and his rhythm, recording in New York on November 6, 1940, and I'm Gonna Salt Away Some Sugar, written by Davidson, J. Fred Coots, and Tot Seymour. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last segment, we heard Blue Moments by Fletcher Henderson. Well, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some other moments, beginning with the Big Time Trio. The Kay Weber with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, credited on the label of that Vocalion 78 as Paul Hamilton and his orchestra, and I've Had My Moments, recorded April 23, 1934. I've Had My Moments was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson and was preceded by Herb Wiedoft and his orchestra and Sad Moments from a Brunswick 78 recorded in Los Angeles in January of 1928. Sad Moments contains some rather unusual chords and tempos and was written by Gene Rose, pianist in the band. We begin that momentous set with the big-time trio, Reedman Andy Sinella, an unidentified pianist, and either George Hamilton or Joe Green on drums and xylophone, and Hot Moments. That record was recorded in December of 1929 and is on the obscure Van Dyke label, a product of the Grey Gull Record Company, founded by Theodore Shaw in December of 1919.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on rapidly rotating records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, on March 3rd in 1845, Florida became the 27th of the United States of America. The word Florida is Spanish for Feast of Flowers. The capital of Florida is... Oh, no, not Miami, but Tallahassee. The state flower is, appropriately enough, the orange blossom, and the mockingbird is the state bird. Florida's state song is Swanee River, and the state motto is In God We Trust. So to commemorate Florida's admission to the Union, here's a set of Florida songs, beginning with Jack Stillman's orchestra.
Your sheltering palms, nature's arms beckon me back home. I'm coming back to you. Where the cold wind never blows, where there's never ice nor snow, that's Florida, Florida. And the tropic skies are blue, and the sunset golden hue is Florida, Florida. Hung our young for nature is at its best. Romance calls when all the world is at rest. Here's the thing I'd like to know, why the whole world doesn't go to live in Florida, where the sun shines by daytime, my sweetheart shines at nighttime. In Florida, my Florida, I'm coming back to you.
Your feet feel like a treat, me sweet Florida flow. Swinging shag in the bag with sweet Florida flow. She lives in a southern town, she lives that year around.
Boy, does she know all the angles, yeah. How does she get those big bojangles, yeah. Color light,
but not too white, just betwixt and between. Eyes glancing, she's romancing the dancingest queen.
Down the trail called Tamiami,
just like going home, your big fat mammy. You should see those yam men scrammy for Florida Flow. train home to Mammy. I used to feel him, yeah, man, Grammy.
Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm, March 11, 1938, and Florida Flow, written by Howard Johnson and Joe Davis. Before that, it was Ross Deluxe Syncopators and Florida Rhythm. The vocalist on that August 22, 1927 Victor recording, made in Savannah, Georgia, was Frank A. Houston, drummer in the band. We began that Florida set, appropriately enough, with Florida. That was Jack Stillman's orchestra from an Edison record waxed February 17, 1925. Florida was written by Jesse Greer, and Arthur Hall sang the lyric. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand, anytime at all online at shamrockradio.com and rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1903 in Houtsdale, Pennsylvania, of lyricist Irving Kail. In the mid-20s, he was appearing in New York vaudeville sketches written by Gus Edwards when he met composer Sammy Fain, and the two formed one of the most prolific collaborations ever on Tin Pan Alley, and which lasted until Kail's death in 1942. Their first song together, along with Francis Wheeler, was Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella in 1927, which was recorded by Roger Wolf Kahn and Sam Lennon. In 1930, they were signed by Paramount Pictures to write a song for the Maurice Chevalier picture The Big Pond. They traveled to Los Angeles and wrote You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, and wound up staying in L.A., where they worked for several movie studios, but also wrote for Broadway. Irving Kail died in New York on February 7, 1942, and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1970. Kail and Fain's best-known songs include By a Waterfall, I'll Be Seeing You, I Can Dream, Can't I?, That's Where You Come In, and these.
Up that old gang of mine. All the boys are singing love songs. They forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There goes Jack, and there goes Jim, down to Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. Gee, I get a lonesome feeling when I hear the church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine.
Thank you. the moon, he's shaking a broom, he's sweeping the Milky Way. Tell your steady, get ready for a sweetheart holiday. The birds of the land are forming a band, I know what a tune they'll play. Congregating, things are fading for a sweetheart holiday. Pack up your hugs and kisses and fall into line. Be there at 7:45, moonlight saving time. So line up your car right under the stars, way out where the breeze is playing. Tell your steady to get ready for a sweetheart holiday.
Thank you. all a rainy, rainy day.
From a Harmony 78 waxed January 2nd, 1926, that was the University Six, a pseudonym for the California Ramblers, with Dolly Kay providing the vocal refrain on Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella was written by Irving Cale, Sammy Fain, and Francis Wheeler. Before that, it was the Savoy Plaza Band with an unidentified vocal and Sweetheart's Holiday. That recording on the World Echo label was made in London on November 27, 1929, and was directed by the Norman brothers, Cecil and Leslie. The Norman brothers each had their own band, and each had records issued under their own names, but they also made records issued under a wide variety of pseudonyms. I don't know that the Norman brothers were ever in the U.S., but among their pseudonyms were the Brooklyn Broadcasters, the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, and the Connecticut Collegians from the Edgewater Inn, Greenwich, Connecticut. We began our tribute to Irving Cale with the Jazz Pilots, a Harry Reaser band with Tom Stacks providing the vocal on Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine. That OK record is from March 21st, 1929.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I received a nice email from listener Len in Washington who requested something by Harry Dyle's Bluesicians, and I'm only too happy to comply.
Thank you. Work and slave, going back and trying to say, I'll do it till I meet my grave, it must be long. What makes me sing a song, being glad one all day long, sure sign that there's nothing wrong, it must be long. Oh, I'm so happy, singing my song all the day long. What makes me happy, sippy sappy, makes our folks live long. What makes my life complete, so many hardships meet, go on as if I were asleep, it must be long.
Leader and drummer Harry Dial began his musical career in St. Louis but moved to Chicago around 1928. We heard three songs by Harry Dial's Bluesicians, a pickup band put together by Dial specifically to record some of his own compositions. Most of the members were from the Earl Hines Orchestra. We began with I Like What I Like I Like It from October 2, 1930. Next it was Funny Fumble, recorded May 15, 1930. And we finished up with the flip side of I Like What I Like I Like It, recorded in the same session, It Must Be Love. Both of the vocals were by Harry Dial, and all of those songs were Harry Dial compositions. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll visit the website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and that you'll click in or tune in again next week. As always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.